indulgences, despite the fact that they have gotten such a bad rap in the church's history, are still such an amazing treasure for us to have. We need to use them. We need to be aware of them. We need to be reminded of them to be used on our friends and family that have passed away, and even those that we don't know. The following purgatory stories give us amazing examples of why we should use indulgences in our lives for us and for the souls in purgatory. This is being currently recorded before the great novena to Saint Joseph, so I highly encourage you to pray this novena March 11th to the 19th. I will actually be in Fatima, Portugal during that time, recording videos and uploading them. While I'm there, please watch out for them and keep me in your prayers. Now listen to this awesome purgatory story about Blessed Mary of Quito. Indulgences are, in the church, a true spiritual treasure laid open to all the faithful. All are permitted to draw therefrom to pay their own debts and those of others. It was under this figure that God was one day pleased to show them to Blessed Mary of Quito. One day, rapt in ecstasy, she saw in the midst of a large space an immense table covered with heaps of silver, gold, rubies, pearls, and diamonds. And at the same time, she heard a voice saying, "These riches are public property. Each one may approach and take as much as he pleases." God made known to her that this was a symbol of indulgences. We may say with the pious author of the Merveilles, how culpable we are if in such abundance we remain poor and destitute ourselves and neglect to assist others. Alas, the souls in purgatory are in such extreme necessity, they supplicate us with tears in the midst of their torments. We have the means of paying their debts by indulgences, and we make no endeavor to do so. The following two purgatory stories show us how much God wants us to use them for the benefit of others, especially those that were in the religious life, as well as how short of a time we can be in purgatory if we use indulgences prudently. Venerable Mother Frances of the Blessed Sacrament, of whose charity toward the holy souls we have already spoken, was also most zealous in relieving them by indulgences. One day God showed her the souls of three prelates who had previously occupied the see of Pamplona and who still languished in the sufferings of purgatory. The servant of God understood that she must employ every means to effect their deliverance. As the Holy See had granted to Spain the bulls of the Crusade, which permitted the gaining of a plenary indulgence under certain conditions, she believed that the best means of assisting those poor souls would be to procure for each of them the advantage of a plenary indulgence. She spoke to her bishop, Christopher de Ribera, acquainting him with the fact that three of his predecessors were still in purgatory, and urging him to procure for her three indulgences of the crusade. She fulfilled all the conditions required and applied a plenary indulgence to each of the three bishops. The following night, they all appeared to Mother Frances, delivered from all their sufferings. They thanked her and begged her to thank also the Bishop Ribera for the indulgences which he had opened heaven to them. The following is related by Father Zappari in his life of St. Magdalene de Pazzi, a professed religious who during her last sickness had been most tenderly cared for by St. Magdalene died, and as it was a custom to expose the body in the church, Magdalene felt herself inspired to go and look upon it once more. She went therefore to the grid of the chapter room when she could see it, but scarcely had she done so than she was ravished in ecstasy and saw the soul of the departed sister take its flight to heaven. Transported with joy, she was heard to say, "Adieu, dear sister, adieu. Blessed soul, like a pure dove, you fly to your celestial home and leave us in this abode of misery. Oh, how beautiful and glorious you are! Who can describe the glory with which God has crowned your virtues? What a short time you have passed in purgatory! Your body has not yet been consigned to the tomb, and behold, your soul is already received into the sacred mansions. You now know the truth of those words I so lately addressed to you, that all the sufferings of this life are nothing in comparison the reward which God has reserved for his friends." In the same vision, our Lord revealed to her that this soul had passed but 15 hours in purgatory, because she had suffered much during life and because she had been careful to gain the indulgences granted by the church to her children in virtue of the merits of Jesus Christ. So my friends, I don't know about you, but I want to pass less than a day in purgatory after all of the many things that we have talked about in these videos. So offer all your sufferings to Jesus and Mary, and carefully every day gain a plenary indulgence for you, but also for the souls in purgatory. And if you are hearing this video before these feast days leading up to the Feast of Saint Joseph, pray that novena and pray for my family and I as we go to Fatima, and watch out for those videos. Subscribe and please support this channel with your prayers and with any means possible. God bless you. I will see you in the next one.